Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in living an empowered and an authentic life. I am Kenny, and thank you so much for listening in today. Imagine for a moment having the ability to take your self-esteem to a more enlightened level, to expand it, to elevate it, a belief and an attitude where you can confidently and lovingly share the real you with the world. How would you feel about yourself? Well, our guest today is the guruette of self-esteem building, the queen of good enough, the master of honoring your awesomeness. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her and bring her on in just a moment. But before we go there, I want to remind you about the amazing opportunity that you now have in front of you to impact the world in an amazing and beautiful way. I'm talking about participating in the crowdfunding campaign designed to take Empower Radio to new levels of service and excellence. Empower Radio's Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign is underway and ready for you to assist. The funds from this campaign not only take the infrastructure of Empower to new levels with much-needed equipment upgrades, these funds also serve to bring you an enriched experience with us through new apps and a new website. Now, obviously, you can go and simply donate money, and we would just welcome that. But you can also donate money and receive something for that. There are many gifts that the Empower Show hosts have contributed. These gifts include things like intuitive readings, coaching sessions, ebooks, personal development courses, angel courses, personal clearings, and more. Empower Radio is also offering several advertising options and a few other very cool things as well. Now, this is just the beginning. There are way too many things to mention here, so believe me, when I say and more at the end of those lists, do yourself a favor and go check it out for yourself. For those of you who have already visited the Indiegogo page, please check in again and again as things may be added as we go along. Folks, Empower Radio is such an amazing venue for positive messages and awakened insights. Please assist us in stepping forward and further as the leader of elevated and enlightened living. You can find things to find links to the campaign page on the Empower Radio site, on the Empower Radio Facebook page. I have posts all over the place on the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, and also my other Facebook pages like Authentic Relationships, Let Go and Soar, Unlimited Reality. We're putting these links everywhere, so go. Now, if you just want to go directly to the Indiegogo page and skip all the Facebook stuff, go to www.indiegogo, that's indiegogo.com/projects/empower-radio. Every dollar is a step to more positive energy in this world. So please do not think that, hey, I can only give a dollar, it won't matter, because it does. Please do what you can to expand this experience. And if you are just unable to contribute right now, tell your friends about it. Share that link with people. All right, so that's my pitch. Please help us out. We need to move this thing forward, and we need to do it quickly so that we can go ahead and expand and elevate for you and for the world. Okay, at the beginning of the show, I asked you a question. I asked you, I just had a request for you to imagine something. Imagine having the ability to take your self-esteem to a more enlightened level, a belief and attitude where you can confidently and lovingly share the real you with the world. I hope you considered that. If you didn't, please do so soon. Just take time and do yourself that favor. You deserve to know that your truth and your authentic self is absolutely awesome. Since knowing that you are awesome and living it sometimes are two totally different things, I thought you might like to hear from the one and the only Stand Tall Coach. She's here to give us some guidance. I am so happy to have my dear friend, my mentor, my coach, my teacher, my life guru, my self-esteem shaman, Pam Thomas, back on the show. Pam has It's still a new program. It's a newish program, let's call it that, called the Stand Tall Method. And like I said, she's here to talk with us today about the importance of standing tall. And we're going to see what we can do about getting her to give us some tips on how to stand tall. Be sure to stick around, because at the end of the show, Pam's going to tell us how to become involved in this fantastic program, and then more ways to get in touch with her. Now, if you don't know Pam, I'm going to take care of that right now. Pam lovingly refers to herself as the Stand Tall Coach, and she is, because that's truly been her life's work, finding ways to stand taller each day and to help others to do the same. Everything she has done and everything she has experienced in her life has led her to the work that she does now, and I am so grateful she followed this path. Aside from being a certified life coach and intuitive, she's a recovering codependent, music-loving, fun-spirited, go-big-or-go-home type person who's bumped up against many a negative naysayer, both the external and the internal kind of naysayer. Fortunately for all of us, she's found and created tools for dealing with the naysayers and the things that keep us all playing small. These tools, she doesn't keep them for herself. She doesn't hoard them and not share them. She does happily share them through all of her coaching and through her wonderful programs. Now, some of Pam's life work includes authoring 5 ebooks and workbooks, and then 5 e-courses. She teaches other coaches coaching skills. She works with some pretty big players in the coaching industry. I know that because that's how I met her. She does personal and business intuitive readings. She is a psychic medium. And she owns and operates an international life coaching practice. And then a few of her credentials are a Bachelor of Arts degree with a major in creative writing and minor in journalism, Masters of Science, Industrial Organizational Psychology. She is an International Coach Federation certified coach. And if that were not enough, she is a Reiki master. She is also way more than all of this. Just ask anyone who knows her. Now, to sum it up, Pam is absolutely amazing. And I really could take up this entire show talking about how much I love and respect and admire her. Instead of doing that, though, let's just bring her on so you can see for yourself. Pam, how are you doing today?
Well, holy cow. If I wasn't standing tall before, I am certainly standing taller now.
You deserve it.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. Whoa. I think you just brought a little tear to my eye, Kenny.
Good. I mean every bit of that. Folks, you know, I love all of my guests. Pam just holds a special place. And someday we'll tell you the whole story about how we met. It was through some classes I took, but I had run into her via social media long before that and just fell in love with her then. So it's just built from there. So
bless you.
Anyway, well Pam, this has been great. My whole journey with you, and then I just started your Stand Tall Method e-course. And the first part of it, if that was all I got, has been amazing, because it caused me to just tune in. And that's been great. I just received part 2 today, and I haven't had a chance to open it yet, so I'm sitting here going, okay, let's hurry up and get this done so I can but I'd rather talk to you right now.
Okay, I won't ruin it for you.
Yeah, well, good. Good, because it's been a great journey. And speaking of which, can you start off by just telling people what you mean by standing tall? How do you define that?
Well, as a former naval ponderer, standing tall really is, for me, the means by which we describe our own self-confidence, how we wish to show up in the world. And, you know, I learned something quite a while ago, and that is, if we're trying to get somewhere or gain something, we have to be really clear on what that is. We have to be able to define it. And when I say define it, we have to be able to define it for ourselves, not base it on somebody else's definition, because then it becomes somebody else's definition and not our own. And so, you know, when I was thinking about, what it meant to me to stand tall, I really had to get very clear and focused on what my definition was going to be. And so I spent a lot of time with my definition. And I came up with the definition that suits me for now. You know, as I mentioned in my e-course, I say for now because I know that as I continue to grow and change as a person, that definition's probably going to change with me. But for now, my definition is me. You know, when I say standing tall, that means being unapologetically me. I used to apologize for who I was. I used to feel some shame, and I had no idea as to what that meant and what that was doing. And of course, that kept me navel pondering, obviously. But it also meant listening to my own voice and my own inner wise woman and trusting that voice. And it meant being present in my own life instead of being miles ahead in my future life. But it also, standing tall, meant taking chances and not being afraid to be heard. But what was most important for me was leaving behind the good girl that followed other people's leads, other people's directions, other people's wishes, other people's wants, other people's desires, and really becoming that real girl that creates her own wishes, direction, and desires. Yeah, it meant being real. And that's the part that I am so excited about in terms of my own definition. It's just being real.
I love that. And you know, you talk about coming up with your own definition and how important that is. It's like the truth behind that is if we all defined it as Webster defined it, we would all be identical and miserable.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And there would be no awesomeness in this world. So I love that you started this program off that way. You started off, with defining it for yourself. That was a beautiful experience.
Well,
so how do you talk to people when they anytime I ask people to look within and come up with their own format, their own definition, their own whatever. I usually run across, well, so-and-so says this, or they have a really hard time identifying for themselves. How do you help people get out of their own way and see the truth of them, which is always way better than they want to believe at first?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's really kind of important to take a good look at what's getting in the way. You know, you mentioned other people's thoughts and opinions. That's a big one. And I often ask people, what's driving you to hold on to somebody else's thoughts and opinions, particularly when you really have no control over what other people think and do? So I think it's really important to kind of get clear on what is really blocking you from defining it for yourself. Is it fear? Is it lack of information? Is it somebody else's opinions, somebody else's thoughts? Is it even societal messages? I mean, for goodness sake, you can't open up, and I mean no disrespect to the magazine world, but you can't really open up a magazine today without getting some sort of subliminal message that in order to be confident, in order to be you, you have to wear certain clothes. You have to look a certain way. So I really want to help people get to the heart of what's really blocking them first and foremost. And then once we do that, then we can start peeling away all that garbage and start recognizing what is it that makes up you and what is it that you have that's new, uniquely yours that you'd be willing to share with the world.
Yeah, perfect. Now, you were being very kind with the marketing world there, and I'm just going to go ahead and jump on my soapbox for about 2 seconds here because I have heard a new commercial, and so my being kind to marketing people is not the people but the industry is kind of over. And this commercial talked about it was talking about the marketing industry, but it was a commercial itself, and it said you hear these car commercials all the time that talk about you have to have this kind of car to be popular. You hear beer commercials saying you have to drink this kind of beer to be powerful. You hear and they went on and they had this whole list of all of these commercials that said you had to do this in order to fit in. And it said, instead of doing that, do this. And they were advertising some sort of wellness deal. But if you didn't do the wellness process that they were talking about, you weren't right. It's kind of what the thing came over. I am here to tell you that if it says something in a commercial that you have to do this, I am doing the opposite. And I challenge everybody else to do it as well. It's amazing. There's so many different levels of things hitting us daily that say that we have to be a certain way.
Absolutely.
And that's what this Stand Tall method, to me, your work as a whole, and it's not just the Stand Tall method, all of your work has kind of been see the truth of you and know how great it is.
Yeah, well, and that work comes from a lot of pain, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot tell you how long it was that I stood in everybody else's shadows. And I got tired of doing that. And it wasn't, I even did it when I first started coaching. And I recognize that in order for me to play a bigger game in my life and ultimately help others to do the same, I had to do the work. I had to put my money where my mouth was and not believe all the hype, but really start getting to know who I am and what makes me that I'm willing to share with the world. And it required me to become very, very, very vulnerable, which for a lot of people, the V word, it's scary, you know, and it's not, it really isn't as negative as some might think. Being vulnerable means really to me being very transparent and being able to make those connections from a human level. But in order to do that, I had to offer myself up as a human being.
Yeah, being vulnerable is the, in my opinion, it's the only way that you'll ever be able to step through to your truth.
Oh, heck yeah.
Because you have to see it. And to see it, you've got to let it be there.
Heck yeah.
So,
you know, and
yeah.
I would never profess. It was really funny, speaking of that. I had a client who, it really smacked me in the head of this one, when she said to me, she thought I had all my crap together. And I thought, wow, how inauthentic must I be, and how inauthentic am I being in order for her to think that I've got my crap all together, because I'll be the first one to tell you I don't. And frankly, I don't really want to, because that would stop my learning and that would stop my growth.
Yeah, that's so true. I remember the eye-opening experience for me was when I realized that all of this incredible work that I had been doing, all this studying, the coach school, you know, like, yeah, I was well into my coaching career before I realized all of this. I had different worlds, and in each world I had what I thought was a truth. And so in the coaching world, I could be this way. And in my team building world, I could be this way. And in my spiritual world, I could be this way. And it wasn't until I finally woke up one day and realized that there was an authenticity, there was a truth about me that worked for everything, that all of that started to gel and I was able to actually see me for me. And it was only then that I was able to start living authentically. And so it's just amazing stuff.
Good feelings too, by the way.
It is. So what are some ways that people can stand up and stand tall in their own lives?
Well, I think first and foremost is remembering, you know, we are so concerned with what other people think. And we need to remember, we have absolutely no control over what another person thinks. We have absolutely no control over how they respond to us. We only have control over what we think and how we show up. And so if we stop being held hostage by other people's thoughts, just by recognizing and remembering that everybody's entitled to their own opinion, we may not agree with it, may not even like it, but it is theirs. And it has really nothing to do with us. It's their perception and their filter by which they're looking at the world. I think that's really the first step, and that's probably the most freeing step. That was the step for me that made a huge difference, because I lived in a land of you cared about what everybody thought. That's how I was raised. And boy, how energy draining, how life sucking and soul sucking that was. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the first step. I think the second step is to really get back to what we were talking about earlier and look at what's really getting in the way of you stepping forward and standing taller and gaining the self-confidence that you need. And I think it's really important to think about this too. You know, we may be confident in one area in our life, but not confident in another area. So what makes us confident in one but not in the other? And really taking a look at the skills that we do have that we can bring to the table to this area where we don't feel as confident.
Yeah.
And because it is possible to recreate and capture that confidence. So I think those are some critical pieces. But we have to be willing to take a good look in the mirror. We have to be willing to be really honest with ourselves. And that is going to require some vulnerability.
Yeah. And one of the things I found is in working with the people that I've worked with over the years has been sometimes the truth is scary, not because it's so bad. It's kind of like that Marianne Williamson quote. You know, sometimes the truth is scary, not because it's so bad, because it's so absolutely incredible. It's like, oh my God, I've got to live up to that.
Yep.
And folks, that's the beauty of it all. You don't have to live up to it. You just have to be it.
Yeah.
In fact, I think Pam, you had a quote or posted something the other day about being a human being, not a human doing. And
yeah,
I just love that.
I stole that from somebody. I think it was Neil Donald Walsh who said it, but I know multiple people have said it before. And it's true. You know, we are human beings and we're not human doings. And so mm-hmm. everything we do, you know, we race to get so many things done because we feel that those things that we do define us.
Yeah.
And it's really not what defines us. What defines us is our heart. What defines us is what lies at the soul level. And so part of standing tall is really getting to know who you are at the soul level and who you are at your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that may sound really woo and cheesy for some, but it's true. That's when the disconnect comes into play. That's when we don't stand tall, is when we become so absorbed in everybody else's definition, everybody else's needs, wants, and desires, as we talked about before, that we become disconnected with what's at our heart and what's at our soul level.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a mutual friend. It's one of our coach friends who I was working with one time, and I was talking about what somebody else thought of my work.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a tiny little thing, but her words are gigantic, and she knocked me over with her words, and the words were simply this, and this is kind of crude and vulgar, so I'll warn everybody ahead of time, but
I want
everybody to consider this. When you catch yourself allowing other people's beliefs and definitions define you, ask yourself this one question. This is the one that turned my life around. It is, how long are you going to continue whoring yourself out to their beliefs? And I thought, whoa, you know, it knocked me over literally, because I had never thought of it that way. But when we sell ourselves, which is what we're doing, we're selling our authenticity instead of our body. It's our authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're doing. So we're prostituting ourselves out.
Yeah,
not good for us.
No. And none of us are worthy of prostituting ourselves out for any reason.
No, we're too beautiful. There is not one person in this world that I cannot find something wonderful about, because I just choose to see it. And I choose to see it about myself. I choose to see it about mm-hmm. Pam. We all have that choice.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, we were talking about the best ways or things we can do to stand tall. The best way, of course, is to sign up for Pam's Stand Tall Method. This is a great program. I absolutely love it. So, Pam, before we let this show get away from us, I'd love for you to just talk a little bit about that program itself, and then we're going to move into, you know, just how people can connect with you as well.
Okay. Well, the Stand Tall Method was developed based on my own experience with my own standing tall. And so it is a 10-week e-course. And it's delivered in three different ways, depending on how a person really would like to take advantage of the learning opportunity. One is the e-course that's delivered via email, and it's self-paced. And you get the e-course delivered to you every 2 weeks, and there are five modules, so it's a 10-week process. The other is there's a gold and a platinum package. The gold package is alongside the e-course. You get some one-on-one time with me for a certain period of time. And, of course, the platinum package is the same, but it's more time with me. And it's just, it really is. It's a process of first and foremost defining what makes you you, and then looking at the things that are, again, getting in the way. And there's all sorts of interactive exercises that I offer. And I created this, again, based on my own experience. So I've used this method. It's not just something that I pulled out of the air. It's something that I have used over the course of my life and put together. And, boy, I literally spent probably $50,000 on up in classes, in therapy, in coaching, in all sorts of different things to create some of the tools that I've implemented and used. So
yeah. It's a beautiful program, folks.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, I'd like to say this, because I'm so passionate about this program and because I absolutely adore you and adore your show and adore Empower Radio and adore our listeners, I am going to do something that I have not done to date, and that is I'd like to offer for 48 hours, so until Wednesday the 6th, a 50% discount on all the programs available at Stantall Method to your
very
listeners.
Cool.
But they have to have a secret code.
Oh. Okay?
And that secret code is LTB, Life's Toolbox, LTB for 2015. So LTB for 2015. So that's
very
only
nice.
Going to be available until Wednesday the 6th.
Well, Pam, thank you so much. I know that everybody's going to appreciate that, and hopefully they'll tune in. Folks, the greatest gift that you can give yourself is to empower your life, and one of the perfect ways to do that is with Pam. Please do so. Also, please check out the Life's Toolbox Facebook page and my website at kennybrixey.com. Also, check out the other shows here on Empower Radio. You will find something that's going to speak to your heart, and then save it for yourself, and then share it with the world. You will be spreading positivity worldwide. Check out the Indiegogo campaign and stand tall.